This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the end of the night. End of the night. End of the night. Take a journey to the bright midnight. End of the night. End of the night. Realms of.
All right. Rudolph Giuliani got raided by the feds this morning, and he's supposedly going to go live here in a few minutes on ABC News. We'll take that feed, even when he ends up coming on. But Roger Stone is here with us. This is a short segment. Some stations join us next segment. But, man, Nick Fuentes on a no-fly list, trying to fly to Florida for a DeSantis rally to call for a stop of censorship. Laura Loomer can't buy guns, even though she has no criminal record. She's been told she's on a no-gun-buy list. Red flag laws, mass persecution, IRS coming after you on a debt you basically already paid, just absolute insanity. And now Rudolph Giuliani, this is real tyranny, isn't it, Roger?
It's the total weaponization of the U.S. Justice Department. I mean, we've seen it before. I have been a victim of it. General Flynn has been a victim of it. And we're told that this investigation is about Giuliani's relationships in the Ukraine. Wait a minute. What about Joe Biden's relationships in the Ukraine? What about the actual recordings of Joe Biden talking about matters with the Ukrainian leadership when he was vice president? What about the profiteering that his son did in the Ukraine? You see, it's the two-tiered justice system once again. Rudy Giuliani is a former U.S. attorney, a former deputy attorney general of the United States, personal attorney for the former president of the United States. This is harassment. This is the weaponization of our justice system in which we now are trying to jail our political opponents. This is right out of Nazi Germany. This is right out of Soviet Russia. This is not the kind of thing you expect to see in the United States.
This is one billionth. I mean, Nixon only thought about doing some stuff like this. They've been doing it. Obama did it, but now it's on steroids.
Well, this morning, a terrific story. Joe Biden's asked for an additional $80 million for the IRS to go after, quote, rich people who haven't paid their taxes. Well, I know where they can start. Why don't we start with Hunter Biden? He just moved into a $4.5 million house in California that rents for $25,000 a month. My wife and I are having trouble scraping together the money for rent next month. Those are the rich people that the Biden Justice Department should be going after. But, Alex, as you know, there's two standards here. John Kerry can get caught red-handed in both sedition and, I think, treason giving classified information to the Iranians, and there will be no repercussions. He won't be prosecuted, yet they make up fake allegations against people like you and I and General Flynn and others. It's outrageous. The question is, how much of this crap will the American people take? The politicization of the DOJ, the weaponization of our justice system is obvious for all to see. And when the laws are not applied equally to every person, they are no longer the law. Now they're an instrument of political torture.
Well, what's incredible is, and in fact, guys, pull the clip up. The crew's been doing the yeoman's work today. The famous clip of Biden saying, son of a bitch, I said, fire the prosecutor, and they did. I mean, he went on national TV on C-SPAN and said they were investigating me and my son, so I said, I won't give you $1 billion if you don't fire the prosecutor. You get 1 hour, and son of a bitch, they fired him. I mean, he brags about criminal activity beyond a gangster movie on TV. I always hear the gangster tapes of, like, them in their restaurants talking about crimes and stuff, or I watch Project Veritas videos, and I go, why do people talk like criminals in front of folks, even if they're criminals? But this is like on TV saying, I'm a criminal, he doesn't get in trouble, Roger.
No, we actually have heard recordings of Joe Biden discussing extraordinarily lucrative criminal activities with the Ukrainian President Poroshenko. Where is his prosecution? Why is he allowed to walk? Meanwhile, the State Attorney General in New York is having a field day rooting through all of Donald Trump's tax returns and business records. They have no evidence of a crime, but their attitude is that there must be one.
giant dragnet fishing expeditions. They ought to call the Justice Department JAWS. We're going to come back in 60 seconds to recap this and play the famous clip of Joe Biden admitting crimes. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. Because the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best durable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's Joe Biden out of office on C-SPAN. This is about 4 years ago, memory serves, saying they were investigating my son, investigating me. So I called up and said, that prosecutor had fired. You don't get $1 billion, and I'm going to be leaving in a few hours. And son of a bitch, they fired him. I mean, that is illegal on every front, as illegal as it gets. And again, you're talking about when he was in office, what he did as the vice president of the United States, bragging in front of a bunch of CFR lawyers that have sold us out to China. This is the outrageousness. It's probably 10 crimes. I've talked to top lawyers and prosecutors about this that he committed right there, that they held U.S. policy, $1 billion over whether they stopped investigating him. And then he brags about it in front of the world. And now Giuliani, for investigating it, they're trying to indict him. Same thing they did with Manafort, going after him because he done stuff decades ago. But the Podesta brother, who was involved in the same deal, he was allowed to. Involved the same deal with Manafort. That's how they knew about the deal. Roger can tell you all about it. He used to be at that place 30 years ago. He got out of it. Long before it went that way. But here is the admission of crime right now by the puppet president.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
If you're a TV viewer, you can see the smug look of Richard and Haas and the other guy. I mean, these are the parasites that sold the country out. That now that they can put conservatives on no-fly list, can take our bank accounts, can put us in prison. Roger Stone, watching this, seeing it unfolding, Rudolph Giuliani, rated for investigating, doing his job. And I saw Giuliani on January 6th. I'm not putting him down. I've seen him before. He looks super old. I know he's still a smart guy, but, I mean, they're really targeting an old guy here that lost everything he had back in the president, and it's just a hellish situation, a very, very bold move. Cover the waterfront for us on this because you know the inside baseball on this.
Yeah, look, there's no crime here. The crimes have to do with Joe Biden, who, by the way, if you listen to that tape carefully, implicated Obama in his illegal activity. Last July, Biden himself was named in the criminal action regarding the firing of the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Hunter Biden. Just this past week, as you know, I was accused of hiding a lavish lifestyle, having millions of dollars in unpaid taxes, hiding assets. I think they have me confused with Hunter Biden. He's the guy doing that, yet there's no prosecution of him, and the media is not even allowed to cover, or they're blocked from covering the corruption of the Biden family. It is outrageous, but you can see the direction that this is going. They are going to demonize and attempt to prosecute any political opponent of this administration. Talk about hysteria. Why are they so upset about a simple recount in Arizona? Why are they trying to move mountains to stop a recount if they're so entirely confident that the results from Arizona are entirely legitimate and that there was no corruption? No, I think that this is in many ways meant to distract from the potential of a dominoes falling regarding Arizona. Because if you look too closely in Arizona, you're going to find similar situations in Georgia, in Wisconsin, potentially in Michigan. The question about the election is not over. Now, if you went on mainstream media and you said that, or if you went on any social media platform other than, say, Parler, Gab, BitChute, and a handful of others, Telegram, why, you would be immediately banned for life. It's extraordinary the extent to which they will go to silence truth tellers. You've experienced, Alex. You've experienced. I've experienced. Our friend Laura Loomer has experienced. It is mind-boggling the extent to which they will go to take away any criticism of the formal narrative.
That's right, and it's meant to be a chilling effect to everybody. That's the only way they're going to win, but it's so dangerous. I can't believe that what's left of the Western ruling class would put in a tyranny this bad. Don't they get it'll bite them in the ass, getting rid of due process?
Evidently, they do not. What's interesting now is you're starting to have a number of foreign leaders from other countries, both allies of the United States and not our allies, questioning the mental stability of Joe Biden, questioning whether, in fact, he has dementia. It's not so easy to censor and to close down those foreign voices. So, look, I think that this stunning raid on Rudy Giuliani's apartment and his office, where they took all of his electronic equipment, is going to be about as effective as when they raided my house at 5 o'clock in the morning and took all of my electronic equipment and found absolutely nothing. So will they fabricate some crime by Giuliani? Couldn't possibly be as bad as the crimes already committed by Hunter Biden and his father.
I just don't see how they have Hunter Biden on a makeup juror, rebuilding him up as a guy that exposes fake news when he admits the laptop's real, where he talks about working for the head of Chinese intelligence. I mean, they literally have a crackhead on tour. It's gaslighting. I mean, you've been a big politico. You've been a big analyst. What do you make of this? I mean, the huge joke that Bill Maher told last week, well, you've been on the show, he's a smart guy. One week he's saying the COVID thing's exaggerated, we need to end the lockdown. And then the next week he says Joe Biden's better than ever. We should follow him. He's incredibly wise. Joe Biden can't even freaking talk now.
Well, look, first of all, Bill Maher has a very, very difficult time separating his elbow from his derriere, if you know what I mean. But I had to chuckle today when I saw Hunter Biden is going to be at Tulane University talking about fake news. Guess what? I'll be in New Orleans that day. I'll be at Tulane that day. We're going to talk about fake news. In fact, we're going to talk about the crimes of Hunter Biden.
That's a great idea. I guess if they put us on a no-fly list, we've got enough supporters. Maybe somebody will pick us up at a power prop or something. But when is that date? I saw that on screen. Maybe I should join you.
They have not announced the date of the class. I'm waiting for that. You know, I live in Florida. It's not that long a drive to Louisiana, if that's what it takes. Of course, I don't own a car, but I hope to soon. Kind of shopping for something used with low mileage on it. Look, this is a campaign of harassment. As you know, Alex, last week they announced a civil indictment of me, a legal case, because they said I owed back taxes. Yeah, I owed $800,000 in back taxes from 2007 and 2008. I have paid $890,000 for those taxes. What they are suing me over are the penalties and the interest, which are virtually always either diminished or swept away.
Well, sure, you can usually make a deal with the IRS if it's a big enough number and you can't pay for 20% of it. You actually paid it all back, and now they came back. I knew about your problem years ago. And then they indicted you. You spent every dime you had, sold your house. And then, again, it's total vindictiveness.
It is. People who want to help me can go to stonedefensefund.com. I was hoping to close that down. I was hoping to get back to a normal life. I've been producing some great videos for Band TV. You can go there and look at them. I thought life would return to normal, but now I have to fight once again to clear my name.
I know, because I was talking to you months ago. You're like, no, I don't need to plug the defense fund. I got a book coming out, and I like to do some reports for you guys, and I'm doing some speaking engagements. And bam, you're right back in it again. They literally hate our guts and want to destroy us. But thank God to the listeners, they keep us on air. I want to do another segment with you or more. I want to get into big picture and what the governors can do, trying to draft General Flynn again, the great job he's doing, and just hope for people about a wish list, a quarterbacking plan from a great American strategist on how we can turn this around with Roger Stone on the other side, and how they've now metastasized the censorship Congress did nothing about, the no-fly list. So we said Trump will probably be taken off Twitter. I said it 2 months before the election. It ended up happening. Now will Trump be put on a no-fly list? We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the dreaded Alex Jones broadcast, here only because of your support, your prayers, your word of mouth. Embattled, but stronger than ever. Thank you all. All right. We're going to get into how to fight back, how to save the Republic, how to build a coalition against the globalists, how to draft General Flynn, what Trump can do. Next segment. But this segment, I want to get back to Joe DeGeneva, who's the guy you'd see on Hannity all the time. About 2 weeks, the indictment's coming. By Bill Barr and all the rest of it. A hard-fighting lawyer, helped ferret out a lot of stuff. Word is he got raided along with his wife today in the Ukraine situation for investigating corruption into Hunter Biden and Burisma and Joe Biden. This is direct political persecution, what they claimed Nixon was just dreaming of. And so this is outrageous. I mean, the FBI's name is already bad. But I've known some good FBI agents, you know, they cover some real crimes. But that's the rank and file FBI. The political FBI, the top, and I'd say the top couple bottom as well, I mean, they just love it. They enjoy it. They hate America. They hate freedom. They love tyranny. They love Chinese spies. They love open borders. It's just incredible. So FISA court ordering target list shows it suspects pattern FBI seeking political dirt, Joe DeGeneva says. And that was back in April of last year, a year ago. So going to Roger Stone, this is just incredible, naked political persecution.
That's exactly what it is, Alex. This is something you'd see in a foreign country. In other words, we are now going to demonize and prosecute our political opponents based on fabricated crimes. Rudy Giuliani is one of the greatest men I've ever known. He single-handedly cleaned up the city of New York, turned it into from a slum to a shining city on the hill. And, of course, liberal policies have undone that. It's unlivable today. The New York City Rudy Giuliani left behind is long, long gone. But now we have a full-flown witch hunt. Let's call it Witch Hunt 3.0, because 2.0 was trying to tie patriots who had nothing whatsoever to do with the stupid, ineffective, illegal, harmful activities at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. That has failed. So now we're going to invent crimes pertaining to Ukraine. There's a lot of crimes involving U.S. policy in Ukraine. Unfortunately, they were committed by Joe Biden and his son Hunter, apparently with the approval of Barack Obama. Again, a two-tiered justice system. By the way, Alex, something else for the InfoWarriors. I'm going to be on the War Room today with my old co-host, Rowan Schroyer. I'm so cranked up about this, I want to talk about it some more. Every American out there needs to know what's being done here. This is the destruction of our democratic system. It is a farce. The Justice Department is involved in political prosecutions where there are no crimes.
And now they're putting people that even go in the Capitol. And by the way, it was trending yesterday, my friend. They were all over the place saying, we want Roger Stone, we want General Flynn, and we want Alex Jones on the no-fly list. And I used to laugh at a couple of years ago when you're like, you know, they're coming after me for Russia. And I said, you didn't do WikiLeaks. I was there. And you'd say, watch, you got indicted. I'm not laughing now. Well, as you said, when that mob calls for it, the FBI clicks its heels, jumps, and says, how high, master? And so they are really calling for us to get it.
Yeah, what happens here is once the vitriol and the hatred reaches critical mass on Twitter, then the newsrooms at the New York Times and the Washington Post, who are in a fierce competition to see which one can be the worst newspaper in America, Wall Street Journal coming up a third, close third, they immediately grab this as a story that in turn nudges prosecutors to start looking for non-existent crimes. How much of this will the American people put up with? That remains to be seen. I know this. Roger Stone has done nothing wrong, and I will not be silenced. I will not have my First Amendment rights stripped from me. They have tried now 3 times. I suspect they'll try a 4th time, but I'm not going to stop fighting because I love this country.
Well, that's right. Let's explain this.
There is a path back for us. There absolutely is. You see, Google, Apple, Amazon, they're very, very influential on the Internet, but they don't own it. And you can build a platform on the Internet which is difficult to deplatform, which cannot be censored based on...
Roger, I want to talk about solutions, and I know this. You're absolutely right. The censorship's the key to everything. But I just want to go back to this for a moment. Yep. Doesn't the average leftist understand that Trump was actually doing policies that helped the economy and helped them? No, they don't. But now he's gone out of the equation, and they're still supporting policies that are going to destroy their future. Don't they understand that if you can put nonviolent demonstrators on a no-fly list, that no one is safe? Don't they get the system wants to target everybody? Don't they have common sense? I don't want to see Black Lives Matter on a no-fly list. I don't want to see anybody until they've committed a crime or said they're going to blow an airplane up. I want due process. I want America. Why would anyone want to shred all of the safety nets that our forebears fought and died to build?
Well, because everything is backwards, Alex. Remember, it used to be that liberals were supporters of civil liberties. Liberals were the proponents of free speech. Liberals were the proponents of civil rights. Liberals were opposed to endless foreign wars. Now liberals are authoritarian. Oh, I disagree with him. Silence him. Censor him. Lock him up. You know why? Because they are devoid of ideas. Because they can't win an honest debate over policy or over principles or over ideas.
And they also like the power of 40 FBI agents, helicopters, and boats at your house pointing guns at you and your wife and your little dogs because they get off existentially or like reflected glory by it. It's very sick. It's very bizarre.
Well, I think it's designed to instill fear in patriots, you see. They figure if they raid my house, they'll silence other people. Well, they haven't silenced Tucker Carlson. They haven't silenced Sean Hannity. They haven't silenced you. They haven't silenced dozens of other patriots. Even though we are disadvantaged on the Internet, we're going to keep fighting. We're not going to give up because America is too great.
Well, let's talk about that before we go to break. You're a smart cookie. If we all capitulated, how bad would it get? How far would the left take us? Because they said they want to collapse the whole country. They have such a weird hatred of the country they've hijacked. I mean, if I was a robber and I hijacked a car, I'd take it and sell it. I wouldn't burn it down just because I thought it was beautiful. I don't get
what... It's a very difficult question because what they don't seem to understand is today it's us. Tomorrow it will be them. Ultimately, no one will have free speech. Because if you ban the free speech of one individual, in essence, you're banning the free speech of all of us, ultimately. That's the part they don't seem to get. So today they can hate on Roger Stone, but wait till it comes to their door. And it will. It most definitely will.
So let me ask you, the woman that we had to break, we'll come back with solutions. And also the weird explosion right by your office, it looks like Beirut. How far would they take us? It just seems like they just have a mission to take us to hell.
Well, you know, I have friends who are Democrats. I have friends who are actually moderate Democrats who assured me that once Joe Biden was president, that he wanted to have a peaceful nation, that he would rein in the more radical elements.
You even went on air and said, I wish him well. You tried to just say stop.
Well, look, I want the country to succeed. I want a booming economy. I want a job for everyone who wants one. I want a good education.
Hold it there. This is too important. They reached out and said, don't worry, Roger. Just let our lordship in. You didn't help him, but, you know, you said, and then boom. No, because they're a bunch of weird, crazy people and a bunch of people that never really had real power that just have some weird existential hatred of America. I mean, I would liken it to a Sigmund Freud claim that women have penis envy. I don't think that's really the case, but they definitely have America envy. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or 4 times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buy under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we got about 26 minutes left in this transmission. The War Room's coming up on Stroyer. Of course, Roderson will be joining him again then. I'm Alex Jones, your host. There was 2 minutes left of the break. My coffee was cold. I said, I'm going to go stick it in the microwave because I'm going to work after I get off air. I wanted another half cup of coffee. And I literally stumbled into the break room, fell against the wall, the cup popping out of my hand, splattering all over my face, all over me. So I don't have time to change shirts. There you go. The coffee's on me. It's all real. Who cares? It's a new accoutrement, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the big fashion critic, Roger Stone, here with us. But let's get serious. I was just asking you that question. I'm going to go through some of these news stories and get your take on them. But you were hoping that Biden would just be an American, not sell the country out, be rational. And you even hoped that he would do well. Because I guess you said you had some liberal friends, you know, that were telling you, oh, don't worry, once Trump's gone, all this tyranny will end. You know, we only had to do all this tyranny to get rid of the great evil. But as that always works, no, it's actually intensifying now that they've gotten in. So expand on what you were saying.
First of all, let's be very clear about who's really running the country right now. You have a power-sharing arrangement between Ron Klain. Ron Klain was Biden's chief of staff when he was in the Senate. Ron Klain was Vice President Al Gore's chief of staff. Ron Klain ran the disastrous Florida recount for Al Gore in 2000. I'm very familiar with Ron Klain. He is sharing power with Susan Rice. That's the woman who illegally masked and unmasked a number of Americans during the Russian collusion hoax. These are the two people running the country. Joe Biden, I suspect, is locked in a room where they send in gruel every once in a while. Those folks are running this country today.
Ron Kling ran the Crimson Contagion. That was the globalist drill for the whole COVID lockdown, shut down 2 years before. And if you notice, Biden, he did it again yesterday. He says, I'm going to get in trouble if I talk more. Am I allowed to talk? Am I allowed to speak? We're putting a compilation of him doing it like 30 times together. He really acts like he's got dementia and doesn't know who he is. This is a real crisis, isn't it?
It really is. And I must tell you, if Susan Rice continues to treat Vice President Harris the way Jack and Bobby Kennedy treated Lyndon Johnson, I think she may regret it if Joe Biden and the actuarial tables turn out to be true. And by the way, I don't wish Joe Biden any ill health. I don't wish him anything but success. I'm an American. I'd like to see a booming economy. I'd like to see jobs for everyone who wants one. I'd like to have everyone to have a safe neighborhood, a good education. I think we all want that. And I had moderate Democrat friends who assured me, all this radicalism, all of this hate, that was all churned up by Donald Trump, they said. The country will get back to normalcy. The more radical wing of the Democratic Party will be in retreat and will return to centrist policies. I don't see that happening. What I see are FISA courts issuing, allowing warrantless searches. I read a story just last week in the Washington Times that they have legalized drone strikes against American citizens.
Oh, let's raise that next point. Let's show some of the HD footage. I've been to your little office. I know the little restaurant right there, the Italian restaurant. I saw that building literally a stone's throw from you. What the hell happened there?
It's really quite extraordinary. The old, what used to be the InfoWars studio in South Florida, now where I'm doing business in an industrial area in Oakland Park, Florida, and 250 feet from my front door, there was a massive explosion. You see right there what is left. Now, Eric Mankow Mueller, a radio legend who you introduced me to, Alex, truly a great American, he was with me, and he said, we got to go film this. People have to see this. Look at this devastation. We have no explanation as to what happened here. Now, for the crazy leftists over at Media Matters for America, no, I didn't say that this was a drone strike. Others have speculated that that is a possibility. But something blew up here. There's some reason why this building exploded, and we still don't have any official reason. The devastation here is really extraordinary.
And people can see all the HD footage at band.video. Click the left-hand nav bar and go down to the Roger Stone Zone or the Roger Stone Zone page. And expanding on that, though, Roger, you have it coming out in documents that the Air National Guard, under Biden's orders, scrambled fighter jets to buzz and harass citizens. You have giant barriers up around the Capitol. You have calls for the CIA to treat Trump supporters like al-Qaeda. You have Psaki in hearings saying, you have Congressman Nunes warning he's in hearings where they said they're going to use the CIA on Trump supporters and that we're terrorists. So we have to ask that question when Swallowswell says he wants to use nuclear weapons on gun owners. I mean, I guess this is a logical extension.
No, and you also see it in the harassment of Matt Gaetz. I've still not seen any actual proof or evidence that Congressman Matt Gaetz has done anything wrong. They want to destroy him. Why? Because he's not afraid to take on the deep state. Because he's not afraid to take on the critics of the America First agenda. It's a smear job. They're trying to destroy this guy the way they tried to destroy me, the way they tried to destroy General Flynn. General Flynn was in South Florida this past week, Alex, and he gave an extraordinary speech on Saturday to the Defend Florida rally in Bradenton. I was honored to speak just before him. I'm telling you, this is a man of destiny. This is a man of courage. This is a man of principle. If Donald Trump wants to run in 2024, I'm with him. He can count on me. But if he elects not to run, I think we, the American people, have got to draft General Flynn.
By the way, did somebody take that speech? Because I'd love to air it.
I will get you a copy of it. I'm absolutely convinced.
Listen, just do this. Upload it to the Roger Stone Stone Zone on Bandit Video.
All right. We will do that immediately after the show.
All right.
And we can talk about it on the War Room. I'm convinced that if the president elects not to run again, and again, if he does, I'm in his corner 100%. But if not, we have to find somebody, one individual, who can hold together.
Well, let me say, I had a chance to meet Claude for a long time with Flynn, and get to really know him. Super smart, very guarded. I get why he's been stabbed in the back a lot. Very presidential, has that aura, and the people will get behind him. And so I just want to see him launch. I want to see him really, you know, take action in a big way soon. But let me shift gears real fast. We're going to break with you on this. Biden to pitch sweeping family plan in speech to Congress. Everything's the opposite. He's destroying our families with debt and control. Critics of California governor gather enough signatures to force recall of Newsom. Oscars plunge to lowest ratings in history despite panoply of stunts pandering as audience flee suffocating wokeness. Oscars bombs lowest ratings ever. Black Panther actually gets zero awards. IRS data shows Democrats are the party of the rich. Yeah, they are the elite, but that they claim that they're not. Here's a bizarre Schumer watching it. Senator Schumer says, excited to be watching the Oscars with an ice-cold plant-based beer. Hey, dumbass, they're all plant-based. Thanks, Joe Biden. What the hell does that mean? Coming this summer, gas stations running out of gas because of the year-long lockdown. The people are out of business and bankrupt. They've only got about 60% of the gas they're going to need. Total hell. And it goes on and on. The point is the public and the world is rejecting the left all over the planet, rejecting Hollywood, and they're trying to implode us the way they're imploding. Is there any way to stop their self-destruction?
Well, and they're apoplectic about any kind of honest recount of the Maricopa County, Arizona vote. That's 60% of the statewide vote in one county. Why are they so obsessed with this? Why are they so upset? If they're so certain that there's no improprieties, that there's no irregularities, then they should just let the count proceed. But Mark Elias, the number one criminal in the Democratic Party, is in Arizona trying everything in the book to stop an honest recount. What are they afraid of? What are they trying to hide? It's so obvious, it's ridiculous.
By the way, this just came in. We'll have it on the other side. Owen Schroer is going to join us as well ahead of the War Room starting with yours truly, Roger Stone. And that's they just passed by a large majority in Florida the ban on vaccine passports. Vaccine passports are officially outlawed in Florida. Now the bill passes 76-40. All right, we'll be back with Roger Stone on the other side. Please. Do not forget, I forgot to plug last hour. Without your support, we won't be here. We make it easy. A lot of great T-shirts. I've got to go change into one. I just spilled coffee on myself. They've got all sorts of wonderful pro-liberty messages to spread the word in the third dimension. Now, it's more important with bumper stickers and shirts than ever to do it. They're all $17.76, except the shirt of the day is $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. I'm Alex Jones. We're about to end the fourth hour of our global transmission. Owen Schroyer's going to pop in a moment, tell us what he's got loaded for Bear coming up today. And Roger Stone, the former political prisoner, will be riding shotgun with his old co-host. I really appreciate the listeners. You know, they call in thanking me, and I just want them to know that I want to thank you. I'm deep into this fight. I want to stay in the fight. I don't fear getting put in prison or killed or any of that. I fear the globalists winning and having their way with humanity. I really instinctively associate with humanity. I'm like a baby duck that imprinted, you know, on the family dog and it thinks it's its mommy. Except I'm not imprinting on the dog. I'm imprinting on humanity, my species, the species I came from. I really love you. And the psychos, they all think hating people is cool. They think screwing people over is cool. That's not who I am. And I just want to say this as I thought about this earlier today, and I want to say it now with Roger, because they take out of context everything we say and lie about us and say that Roger wants violence or I want violence. Violence is how the globalists win. I don't want any offensive violence. I want to fix this peacefully. I want people to come out of the trance they're in who are serving evil. But I'll tell you this. They sent 40 SWAT team people to Roger's house hoping he'd do something so they could kill him. They had their fingers on the trigger when you watched that video. And he's a guy in his shorts with his little dog with no history of violence. And I know that they want to raid us. And I'm not scared of that. It's going to work in favor for God in the end. And I'm totally resigned to any of it. In fact, at a sick level, fine. That's the way it is. Whatever. Let it be. Because the children are being killed. They're being aborted. They're being molested. They're selling the baby body parts. They're keeping them alive. That's all coming out. They have animal-human clones. At a certain point, you got to say no. But I want to take this away from the secret police or their crazy people or some mental patient they wind up Sirhan Sirhan or something. I will never offensively kill anybody. I will never kill myself. I love life. I will never hurt my family. I will never attack federal officers. If they raid us, which they're all over the news saying they want to do, we have nothing to hide. We're wide open. They want to plant stuff, go ahead. So if I ever get raided at home or here and they kill me, they 100% killed me because there's no gun right here. We've got licensed security people. That's that. We are law-abiding, loving, good people. We are not the criminals at the FBI that give waivers to the federal law that they can't even do to let people with no background check have children by the thousands every day disappearing into rat holes. Senate report found they're being placed with child molesters and human traffickers. We are not the violent system that burned down Waco and killed all those people. I didn't shoot Randy Weaver's wife and his son. Lon Horiuchi did. I'm not the one that blew up Oklahoma City like the FBI and ATF people under Clinton did. I am not these people. I am not you. I am not you. And so I am very willing to die, be in prison, tortured, have everything taken away, because I know God's going to win in the end. But I'm really worried, Roger, and I was talking to a very well-known friend of ours, who's, let's just leave it at that, who's, let's just say, even more prominent than us. He really feels the next step is they're going to try to kill all of us. That's how bad this is, Roger. So let's just get it out there. We're not going to commit suicide, and if the feds raid us, we are not going to pull guns on them, because the word is they just want to kill us.
Well, Alex, I've already lost everything. I mean, I've already lost everything in this struggle. And now I'm being harassed by the IRS, who know I have no assets. I paid every penny in tax that I owed them to date. But now they want to torture me over penalties and interest because they know they bankrupted me in their phony investigation. You know, I got to be honest with you. At almost 69 years old, I didn't expect to be working this hard. No, you didn't tell me to say this and nobody asked me to. But if I wasn't using BrainForce, one of the best products in the InfoWars line, every single day, I wouldn't be able to put in sometimes 16, 17, 18-hour days. This is a great product. I'm not being paid to tell you this, folks. I'm being paid. I'm telling you this because it works for me. So InfoWars needs your support. Very soon, we're going to see the revamped version of StoneColdTruth.com, where I'm going to have a daily video podcast. You'll be able to hear it on audio. You'll be able to see it. Because I want to reach more people. But these are the fountains of truth.
And by the way, nothing against the MyPillow guy. I'm going to talk to him soon. He's a great guy. The MyPillow guy is a great guy, but he hasn't launched it yet. Trump said he launched the thing. He hasn't launched it yet. You're not the type of guy to talk about something until it's up and going. You are really working with some top people to launch a real social network. We really need to have that happen.
It's absolutely true. Look, I'm very excited about what Mike Lindell is building. But I think he's being undermined from the inside, technologically, I mean. But we need 1,000 flowers to bloom, as Chairman Mao once said. I want to see hundreds of social media sites that allow everybody to speak, left, right, center, including those who are non-political.
And what we need is a Patriot crowdfunding site. They're taking banking away and crowdfunding from us. Whoever successfully launches that is really going to turn the tide because they are financially involved in economic war against us. Roger, let's bring in your former co-host, you'll be co-hosting again with today, Owen Schroyer. Owen hearing the Giuliani raid, the raid on others that expose the Hunter Biden corruption. They're literally raiding them for exposing the corruption that they were involved in. This is unprecedented. What else you got coming up in the war room?
Well, honestly, it's kind of hard to even cover this stuff. I mean, we're living in a totalitarian regime right now. We're living in an authoritarian regime right now. This is creeping tyranny.
We're living in the twilight of America. I mean, the gates are closing, the walls are closing on everybody. Exactly. Go ahead.
So what commentary am I to do, Alex? I mean, that's what's so crazy about this. I mean, what commentary am I supposed to do? You've got Roger Stone on here who we've had the federal government destroy his life. We've got them raiding Rudy Giuliani. They're obviously going to try to intimidate him to flip on Trump. We've got Nick Fuentes added to a no-fly list, never committed a crime. We've got Laura Loomer not allowed to own a gun, never committed a crime. We've got the feds up our ass 24/7. I mean, that's the story. That's the commentary. That's what's happening. That's fascism. This is tyranny. This should be red alert sirens. So I don't know what it's going to take. The problem is most of the media that likes America, most of the media that wants prosperity or the individuals on it, They're still in their comfort zone. They haven't had the feds come after them. They haven't been banned on social media.
Well, they don't know that they're rapidly devaluing all the global currencies. There's about to be a huge collapse. That's why all this is, that's why this is all happening. They're getting ready to collapse everything.
And to cover up for the crimes that they committed, to cover up from the theft that they committed from our piggy banks. That's what this is all about. Oh, build back better.
Exactly. It's Bernie Madoff types to the next level that are just going to bring in global tyranny to cover up what they've done. The Great Reset is to cover up their financial fraud. Roger Stone, any comments on that?
I think that's exactly right. Look, I'm not an economist, but you can see where this is all headed. I had hoped that Biden would pursue a more moderate course. I had hoped that he would put America first, but now America is clearly last. And the Chinese insult our diplomats with impunity. They're laughing at us. They know half the Democratic Party's on the take, on their payroll. Yet the Attorney General in New York State is combing through Donald Trump's tax returns. Meanwhile, Eric Swalwell, who is actually a red Chinese spy, or at least was sleeping with one, and who had an actual Russian asset working in his office,
is on the Intelligence Committee,
where he has full access to classified information. This is Alice in Wonderland time. This guy should be removed from the Congress, never mind the committee.
Well, but America's in trouble. We're being set up for a fall. The Chinese are launching 3 warships a day. We're decommissioning ships. They're decommissioning everything. We're just falling apart. I don't say that to be negative. I say it so we know how much trouble we're in. Pray to God for a global awakening. Biden's dumping illegal banned AstraZeneca vaccine on India. It's incredible. Guys, you're both going to be hosting today the War Room. Oh, we got 30 seconds. What else are you going to be covering when your show starts in 3 minutes?
Well, I think Donald Trump, who I believe is the president, he was rightfully elected, but we all know those shenanigans. Donald Trump wants to get back on the scene. He wants to get back out in front. He wants to lead from the front. The problem is he's being harassed behind the scenes. As Roger just said, they're, you know, going after his finances. But not only that, an interesting story from Politico, which, you know, is the mouthpiece for the deep state. How Trump's renewed election rhetoric is complicating Capitol Riders' legal fight. So they're trying to gag Trump by saying, oh, if you say anything, we're going to use it against your supporters.
You'll be covering this today, but that's exactly what's happening. When Trump said, I'm going to go ahead and do rallies, go ahead and get Republicans elected, now they're going after Giuliani, the message is we're going to get you. So Trump's doing the right thing. He's fighting. We're fighting. We're never going to give up. Thank you, Roger Stone. Thank you, Owen Schroyer. All right, that's it for this 4-hour edition of the Alex Jones Show. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Pray for us. Pray for America. Thanks for keeping us in fighting position. It's your prayers, your financial support that keeps us here. We love our affiliates. We're patriot Americans. We're going to win this together. The enemy's in deep trouble, but they're trying to take us down with them. Everybody's fleeing Hollywood. They're fleeing New York. They're fleeing L.A., but the globalists are trying to bring us down with them. So be strong and know that's how we defeat it. And please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the media is the virus. InfoWars.com is the cure on the back T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Our number 2 best-selling product, sold out for a long time, is now back in. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula for your immune system, for your joints, for detoxification. It's all there. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Also back in stock, I almost forgot, is VasoBeats, really high-quality concentrated beet extract for your heart and your liver. It's back in stock. And we're also running out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And, of course, Winter Summit, they're still available. InfoWarsStore.com. That's it for this transmission. Fabulous job to the crew, guests, and everybody else. And now we'll be back in 2 minutes on the InfoWars Network with the kickoff of The War Room.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.